The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. We give you praise. Our Father in heaven, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. Indeed, no grave can hold our star. No grave can hold our destiny. No grave can hold our souls. No grave can hold our blessings. No grave can hold anything of ours. Because you came out from the grave with our star. You came out from the grave, O God, with our destinies. You came out from the grave, O God, with our healing and with our health. We are grateful unto you today. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Our Father who is in heaven, you are the source of the entire creation. You are the only God that deserves to be worshipped and be adored. You are our Father. There is none to be compared unto you. You are our Father. There is no one like unto you. You are our Father. We come to you this morning as our Father. We come to you to obtain mercy. We come to you to obtain favor. We come to you to obtain grace. We come to you, O God. We come to you, O Lord. You are our Father. We are grateful. We celebrate you, Lord. I thank you for the lives of each and every one, O God, of your precious sons and daughters that are online today. Father, we have come to be renewed, to be refreshed, and to be reset. We have come to be renewed. We have come, O Lord, this morning. We have come, O Lord, to be renewed. We have come, O God, to be renewed. We have come, O God, to be renewed. We have come to be refreshed. We have come to be reset. We have come to be revealed. We have come. Lord, 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 we have come. We have come to seek you. We have come to pray your word. We have come to declare your word, O God, into our situations and into our lives. And unto you be all the glory. Shaka baraba baita kuriba zeteke barata kaba. Ipreketeke baraka takabanta. Wasikele brokotura baita kuriba zoto kabante. Wahali bakuri bazu ali karama sikete. Li brokotura baita kuriba zokoto kabanta laba arita kushka. Zipe pe 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 pe. We thank you, 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 we thank you. We glorify your name. We are grateful, Lord. We celebrate you, Father. We glorify your name. We worship you. We honor you. We exalt you. Our Father in heaven, unto you alone be all the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Shali brakatu kasi balita aba shikeleba ante. Jora baita kuribo sikelebo atai lakarush karabasuta. Bali karamo shikelebo karate kebazita. Kalabe rukaita kaba. Shali brukutura beite keba ati kalibra ataka bayataka. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you sons and precious sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny TV of Destiny House, podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. As usual, I'm the servant of the Lord, Lali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide, our technician. This morning, our theme is Let the Word End It. Dash. Set the word against it. Set the word against it. Set the word against it. Set the, or you can make it, set the word against it to end it. 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 So once again, our theme is, I've modified it. Set the word against it to end it. Set the word against it to end it. Set the word against it to end it. Beloved, the Lord is really teaching us. Because of his love and his compassion, the Lord is showing us the way. The Lord is indeed blessing us and building us. Yesterday we heard about the stages of life that he takes us through. Most of us, the challenges and the things we are going through, they are because of the stage where we are. Yesterday, Papa Ochi was in tears. That church, I went to him, said, my brother, you spoke to me. This message is for me. A few people came to me. This message is timely. This message is for me. This message is for me. Some came to my office and I was telling them, there is a universal stage, a universal kingdom stage. We call it a universal kingdom stage. There are three stages. Universal kingdom stage, number two, church stage, local church stage. Number three, individual stage. Individual stage. Universal kingdom stage. Church, local church stage. Individual stage. That is why we should be careful how we describe people's situations. Because you don't know the stage where they are. Look, the whole universal kingdom stage, the whole church in the whole world is going through something. Right now, the church is going through persecution, is going through trials, is going through challenges. Local churches are going through attacks, challenges. Individual believers are going through all manner of attacks and challenges. Businesses are not booming. Customers are not buying. Economy bite here and there. I am telling you, the whole world is going through a stage. But individually, I cannot tell you your stage. But when you tell me how things have been with you, then I can tell you your stage. This stage thing is God himself in charge and in control. At every stage, it's a school, it's a lesson, it's an examination, it's a test, it's a trial. We have stages of rejection. We have stages of desertion, where people will leave you. We have stages of rejection, where people will reject you. We have stages of desertion. We have stages of lack. We have stages of scarcity. We have stages of poverty. Look, we have stages of persecution. We have stages of all manner of trials. We have stages of wandering and unknown. You cannot just tell what is happening. You can't tell. You cannot just tell what is happening. You can't just tell what is happening. We have stages of silence. When it appears that God is silent, we have stages where you are faithful. You are doing everything you can. You are praying all the prayers that you are praying. But nothing is changing. We call them the stage of the same. The stage of the same. The stage of no change. Stages of setback. Stages of delay. Stages of what? Stages of disappointment. Like I was telling you, one of my spiritual mothers in my former church, the daughter, the family still takes me as their pastor. Everything. I mean, they still call me. I pray for them. They share things with me. One of the daughters came, always crying. They've broken my heart again. My heart is broken. My heart is broken. And the 13th time that her heart was broken, I used the number 13 to make a declaration. Because the number 13 means rebellion. The number 13 means revolt. I say, this is the end of it and never again. I revolt against this altar. I revolt against this curse. I revolt against any transaction. I revolt against any transfer. She cried. She cried. In fact, she cried, I need to leave and go and do some things. When she was crying, later I had to come and comfort her and encourage her. Today, as we talk, she got married to this young man. The Lord has just set his hand upon this young man. Great business, young man doing very well in business and also a man of God at the same time. Within a short time, they've gone to every continent. They've traveled to every continent. The last time, I mean, last week, we were WhatsApping. Pastor, I am in Barbados. We are chilling in Barbados. We are in holidays in Barbados. Next time, I will tell Bedu. And then we will come with you. I say, praise God. I said the word against that situation. Beloved, your situation is not permanent. Child of God, Jesus did not die for you to leave you. We must set the word against it to end it. In every stage, there is a word for every stage. If you don't know that word, that's when the devil will fight you. I'm saying this again. Somebody should write this for me. At every stage, there is a particular word for every stage. Put it this way. There is a particular word for every stage. There is a particular word for every stage. When the devil knows that you don't have that word or you don't know that word, that is when he bombards you with thoughts. Thoughts. Even suicidal thoughts. Why don't you drink poison and kill yourself? Why don't you do this? Don't you think the time is past? Don't you think your time? That's when he bombards us because we don't know the word for the stage. Every stage has a word that you should hold on. In fact, that is why we should be students of the word. And that's why we should buy Bible with what? Concordances. I tell people, when you come to my library, I have a lot of books in my library. In my bedroom, the other day when I counted the books in my bedroom, there were about 150 books in my bedroom. Those books, they don't go out from my bedroom. Because I don't know who can enter my library and pick a book. But those books are not in my library. They are in my bedroom. Why? Why have I bought so many books? It's because of stages. Stages of loneliness. When I'm not hearing from God, then I'll go to challenge and begin to look for a book. A book that talks about when God is silent, when you can't hear from God. Sometimes God himself leads me. That's how I have books. Because of the things I've gone through. I read people's experiences. I read. There is a book, When God is Silent. There is a book, What to Do in Crisis. I'm looking for them. I think they are somewhere or somebody has picked them. I don't know. You read them and then they help you. Because every stage has a word. If you don't hold that word, It will surprise you what you will do. In fact, that is why God gives us dreams. Do you know, please, today again at the 11th hour prayer parade, I'm going to still talk about dreams. The Lord gave me a certain point. You know, when you are dreaming, please write your dreams down. You are going through challenges. The dreams you are having, please write them down. The dreams talk about what you are going through. Like when I was suffering in the past, sleeping in the church, no food, no clothing, one trouser, one shirt, one torn sandals. I was always doing evening washing in the morning, force ironing, the same to school, the same to church, the same everywhere. I was living the fasting life. No hope for breakfast, no hope for lunch, no hope for supper. Until somebody invites me. And usually it is Masuela Sunda, the man of God, the prophet at Shama Assemblies of God, Ashoma. The sister also lived at North Kaneshi, a point there. We all sleep in the chair. He will invite me. Let's visit my sister to see whether we'll have something to eat. And we'll go there and eat something. Yes. I never forget him. We'll go there and eat something. You see, I mentioned, sometimes you see, there were times when I preach, the youth will go to my children and ask, what your father is saying, is it true? This thing, is it true? That is why I am forced to mention names. Even though it is not very ethical sometimes. But we are forced because I have come to realize that unbelief is a spirit. God taught me, unbelief is a spirit. If you decide not to believe in something, the Israelites, even when the food was in their mouth, they still didn't believe. Unbelief is a spirit. So I've come to realize that you don't have to prove your point to people. Whether they believe it or not, leave them. Unbelief is a spirit. God has taught me. And I remember I put a chair down and I said, God, sit down and let me talk to you. You are a very wicked God. Very, very, I have not seen a God that is wicked like you. So all this while that I am praying, that give me trousers to wear, give me clothing, clothe me, Lord, and feed me. So are you telling me that, God, you are not hearing me? You are not listening to me? Why are you so wicked like that? And I fell asleep. And I found myself in a city. Beautiful city with skyscrapers. And on one of the skyscrapers, they've written Orchard Towers. I woke up and I asked God, am I going to eat dream? It's not dream I'm going to eat. I need food. It's not dream I'm going to wear. That was 1986. Exactly 10 years, 1996, I found myself. I was given scholarship to go to Singapore, Haggai Institute. And I was walking on Orchard Road one day. The Lord said, lift up your head. And I saw Orchard Towers. I've told you these stories. So you see, watch out your dreams. So you see, it means that the dream I had in my suffering days, God was... So it means that what I was going through was a trial. It was a test. It was a stage of life that God was taking me through. But then he was revealing to me where he was going to send me. So watch your dreams. If you are going through challenges and you are having good dreams, it means you are going through a trial, a stage, a preparation. Where God is building your character, where God is building faith, where God is building perseverance, where God is building so and so. You are paying tithe, you are paying whatever, you are faithful, and yet, the experiences don't match. You run quickly to the altar. You are always dropping money on the altar. You are always connecting to the altar. You are always doing things, and yet, one time things are going very well, testimonies are coming, then suddenly there is a downturn. Why? What has happened? stages. Yes, even if the devil is the one is still a stage. At the end of the day, Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and those who are called according to what? His purpose. There are stages where you just be going to hospital. They cannot find anything. Your body is some way. You are fighting a battle. There are stages. Every stage is a school, is a trial, is a lesson. Not only that, every stage, you are inheriting an anointing. You are inheriting an impartation. You are inheriting a nature of God, something of God at every stage. You are inheriting something. At every stage, you are inheriting something. You are inheriting something. At every stage, you are inheriting something. Beloved, Isaiah 43, verse 26. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. Say, review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. In fact, King James, let me read from King James. King James states it differently. King James of Isaiah 43, verse 26. Fine.
Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
Fine. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Put me in remembrance. Yes. Hosea. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 45:11. Isaiah 45:11. King James. Isaiah 45. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. Command ye me. Let's go to Hosea. Hosea 14:2. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all my iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. I read it. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. When you read Psalm 138, verse number 2. I worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In fact, apart from Isaiah 43:26 and Isaiah 45:11, we can read the other version in any version. We can read the other versions in any version. Mm-hmm. Then Psalm 119, verse 89. Lament. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Beloved, any situation you face in life, any situation you face in life, do you know why Psalm 46 verse 10 says, be still before the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted on the earth. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still. It is not inactivity. It means you are searching for a word. A word for that particular situation. You are exercising faith in the Lord. Yes. You see, be still is not inactivity. Be still means that you are in tune with the Holy Spirit. You are exercising faith. You are open up for a particular instruction. You are open up for a particular direction. You are open up for something. You are still praying. You are still praying. And then you do whatever your hands finds you to do. Yes. Whatever you are led to do. That's the meaning of be still. Be still is not inactivity. Be still means, stop talking anyhow. Stop grumbling. That's the meaning. Stop grumbling. Oh God, why me? Why this? Why this? Why not this? Why this? Look, a situation, let me tell you this. There are situations that we have gone through, eh? The only thing that saved us was a word. Situation will come, you cannot know whether it's the devil, you cannot know whether it is God. But it is when a word drops, a message comes, that is when you know that it is God or is the devil. So, beloved, there is a word for every situation. You know, as I said yesterday, God does not confirm people's opinions. He confirms only his word. And I've come to a point that be careful who you share your difficulties with. Because people will share their opinion. People will share their opinion. Yes. God does not confirm your opinion. He confirms his word. But the devil picks your complaints. The devil picks your negative words to make things too difficult for you. The best thing to do when you are going through any challenge is to enter into worship, to enter into praise, and to declare the word always. To declare the word always. Yes, to declare the word always. Very, very, very important. That is why we need to be students of the word. Which word are you standing on? This morning, we want to pray right now. Yes, there is a word for every situation. There is a word for every challenge. There is a word for every condition. We are alive, we live with and pray the word. We are to live with the word and pray with the word. For instance, you said, you just say, oh Lord, you said this, so let it be according to your word. Oh Lord, let it be as you have said. I am holding onto your word for this situation. I am holding onto your word for this challenge. I am holding onto your word for these difficulties. I am holding onto your word. So you declare, you this challenge, I set the word against you. I set the word against you. I set the word against you. For instance, those who are not married, the Bible says that each shall have his mate. Each shall have his mate. It's in the Bible. Each shall have his mate. So let me have my mate, O Lord. Let me have my mate. Let me have my destiny helpmate. That is the word for singleness and others. Yes, there is delay. The word of God says, there shall no more delay. 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 You see, let me say this. Some of these delays and these things we go through, it is because we are not positioning ourselves to learn the lessons God wants to teach us when he's taking us through the process. We are not waiting to learn the lessons. Look, it was not the will of God for the Israelites to go through the desert for 40 years. No, it wasn't God's will. No. But you see, God wanted to impute his nature into them so that, oh my God, thank you, another revelation. Father, I owe you another offering. My God, somebody should write it down for me. Even I've just said it, but you know what? I am seeing something I can't describe right now. I don't know how to describe what I am seeing, what I'm feeling right now. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Look, somebody should write this for me. God wants to use you as a reference point. That is why he will pass you through a stage. God wants to use you as a reference point. Somebody that people can point at. That's why he passes you through what? A stage. God wants to use you as a role model. God wants to use you as a pace setter. If this person can do this, then it means I can also do it. That is why he takes you through what? Stages. Or write this thing down. God wants to use you as a reference point, as a role model, as a pace setter. That is why he takes you through difficult stages to impute his nature in you, to impute his nature in you, so that one day you can stand there and say, I know my Redeemer liveth. Look, this thing, God will do it. Look, God will do it. God will do it. Look, excuse me. Let me tell you. Oh, another one has come. Do you know why God takes you through stages? So that he can confirm your words. God takes you through stages so that he can confirm your word. That is my only begotten son. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. God takes you stages so that when you speak, he can confirm it. Because he has put his nature in you. Unfortunately, the Israelites were not prepared to inherit God's nature. So anytime they got to a place, they start shouting, oh God, why? So, so and so, why did you bring us out of Egypt? They will pick stones. They want to stone Moses. Then God will say, ah, they fail again. Go another round. Go another round. 40 years. At the end of 40 years, those who were 20 years and above, they didn't qualify. They disqualified themselves. God said, look, they will never enter. They will never enter the promised land. They won't. They won't. They won't. Look. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord said this. Look, your husband can be a stage for you. Your husband's behavior can be a stage for you. Oh, my husband has just changed. These days, so-so-and-so is doing this. So-so, your husband can be a stage for you. Your wife can be a stage for you. Your son, your daughter, your child can be a stage for you. Even your pastor can be a stage for you. Your boss can be a stage for you. A situation can be a stage for you. I believe we are learning something. You know, God is bringing this to make us calm. Because some of us, we think the whole world is against us. We think the whole hell is against us. Nothing is against you. Nothing is against you. The devil fears you more than you think. Nothing is against you. Nothing is against you. It's a stage. When we finish, go and read Numbers 33. Numbers 33, the whole Numbers 33 and Exodus 17:1. Go and read Numbers 33 from verse 1 to the end. The stages of the Israelites' journey. At each stage, there was something. About 40 stages or 37 stages. Each stage was a school, was a trial, was a test. But it was not only a school. It was not only a trial. It was not only a test. There was an impartation. There was an inheritance of anointing. There was an endowment. There was something so that you come out of it. Hi, that is my son. God is so proud of you. He's so proud of you. Look at my son. Look at my daughter. So that, you see, another word has come. God takes us through stages so that you can adequately represent him. Write it down. God takes us through stages so that we can adequately do what? Represent him. Represent him. Look, so that you see, with you there alone, it's okay for God. When there is a situation somewhere, he's looking around. Who is there? Who is there? Adjoa is there. Then I can sleep. Adjoa can handle it. Abena can handle it. Akos can handle it. Ya can handle it. Jojo can handle it. Fifi can handle it for me. Because he has taken you through stages. Every stage is a stage of breaking. Breaking and molding. Breaking and molding. Every stage is meant to draw you closer to him. Every stage is meant to draw you closer to him. Look, I am surprised that this is the time that people are not going to evening services. In this difficult time, where we should flood the house of God to study the word and even pray, people think their difficulties can keep them away. You lie. It's a stage. You are going to prolong your stage. Because this is the time God wants you closer to himself. I'm telling you. Stop going to evening service and you will see how long your situation will take. I really thank God for some brethren. I won't mention their name. They are always around. Always at evening. Wednesday, they are there. Friday, they are there. God said, I should turn and look at these two ladies. On Friday, when I turn and I look at them, one of them, they are online right now. When I turn and I look at them, then the Lord spoke a word. They are very close to me, my own. But I said, don't tell them. Don't tell them. God said, you see them. You see them. They are passing. They are passing the test. And the rest, I won't say it. Don't tell them. Look. When is God going to know you? Do you know when God is going to know you? It's through the stage. Another way that's come. God takes you through stages to know you. God takes you through stages to... Those of you who are writing this thing, we are going to write a book. Oh. So that's why I ask you, write it down. So I am screenshotting all this and keeping them. They are going to be in a book form. God takes us through stages to do what? To know us. To know us. To know us. To know us. Look at Job. But let me say this. When you cry, or you shout, or you say a negative word, we do it, or even me, I do it sometimes. God, why? What have I done? Why have you allowing this? You haven't seen. You haven't seen at all. The Bible says that he knows that we are but flesh. When you do that 1, 2, 3, you haven't seen. Quickly, you come back and reverse and say, Lord, I'm sorry, please have mercy on me. But when that becomes your nature, complain. Oh, God, always the moment that becomes your whatever, you have done that thing more than 10 times, more than 12 times, it becomes a foundation. you are beginning to sin against God. That's why we need to watch. Beloved, we want to pray right now. Somebody, look. Somebody was asking, so how long does the stage last? Let me tell you this one. Somebody should write it down. The unfortunate thing about stages is that no one knows how long it will last. Only God knows. Only God knows how long your stage will last. No one knows. Only God knows. And you know, the length of your stage depends on the lessons you are learning and the changes that are coming. Somebody should write it down. The length of your stage depends on the lessons you are learning, depends on how humble you are before God. So at every stage, say, Lord, I am willing. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, you are doing something in my life. Lord, you are using this to break me. You are using this to mold me. You are using this to teach me. Lord, I thank you. Lord, that is what you should be doing. When you don't understand what, whilst you are doing that, if it's a demon, God will give you a prayer point. Deal with this spirit. Deal with that. Or if there is an instruction for you to take, if there is a step for you to take, God will direct you. Take this step. Do this. Do this. Do that. Let me tell you something. Somebody should write this. The end result, child of God, your end result here on earth is that God wants you to become his image. That's all. The end result for you and I here is that we should become like Jesus. Sunday, I'll be repeating the message. And God gave me another some scripture. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 to 11. Hebrews 5, 8 to 11. Let's just read it before we pray. Even Jesus went through hard stages. Jesus, who is God. Jesus, who is God. Yes. Hebrews chapter 5, from verse number 8. So though he was, he learned obedience through his sufferings. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Having been designated by God to be a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Read that again, verse 8. Son, though he was, he learned obedience through his suffering. Jesus had to go through stages to learn obedience as a son. And what was that? Verse 9. And once made perfect, you see, the suffering made him perfect to become what? A source of eternal life. So you are not only going through challenges for nothing. Your stages are making you to become what? A source. Somebody should write it. Your stages are making you to become what? A source. A source of eternal what? Salvation for all who obey him. Look, you are becoming a source that God will use. Oh my God. Father, we need to pray. Lord, help us. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for today. I thank you for your word. My Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I thank you for the stages.
I thank you for the stages
that you are taking me through.
That you are taking me through.
You know what you have.
What you have
ahead of me.
Ahead of
you
me.
You know what you have for
what
me.
What you have for me.
So you are taking me through.
You are taking me through
the stages.
The stages.
You are taking me through.
You are taking me through
my stages.
My stages.
You are taking me through,
my,
through
stages.
My stages. Oh Lord,
help me
in my stages. Help me in my stages.
Help me
in my stages. Help me in my stages.
Help me
in my stages.
Help me
in my stages.
Help me
in my stages.
Help me
in my stages. In Jesus' mighty name. Look, there is a stage where you depend on people. We call it the stage of dependency. Look, there is a stage where you need to borrow to eat. I've been there. There is a stage where you need to borrow to eat. There is a stage where somebody will feed you. There is a stage where somebody will put food on the table for you. There is a state where you cannot fetch your own food. There is a state where you can't eat what you like. There is a state where you eat anything they put there for you. Today, I am no longer like that. Today, I can eat anything I want to eat. Even when I started as a pastor.
By the grace of God.
Yes. Today, by the grace of God, I have people who can take me for lunch. Look at what you did on my 60th birthday. People organized and took me to Alisa Hotel. People organized my 60th birthday. People themselves brought out money. I've never experienced that in life. I've never. But it is a stage. Your stage will come. I say, may you overcome your stage. Overcome your stage. Pass the test. Pass the test. Look. It is as if things are quiet. Your prayers are not being answered. Never. God is with you. I said, God is with you.
Amen.
By the time you come out of that stage, somebody is here online. The Lord has explained to me what you are going through. Oh, my God. I thank you. 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 God has just explained to me what you are going through. It's a stage. Look, God is going to bless you in such a way that He will use people to confuse you. He will use you to confuse people.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you're about to travel. God wants to use you to confuse people. I'm telling you, God is going to use you to confuse people. That's why even you are going to travel right now. Yes, He's going to use you to confuse people so that people will not know your source. People cannot trace your source. They cannot know how you made it. They cannot know how you made it. God wants to hide you. People will try and try and try. They can never know how you made it. Say, my Father in heaven. I thank you for my stages. In Jesus' mighty name. Let me tell you, no prophet can help you in your stage. No prophet can help you in your stage. No prophet can cancel your stage. No prophetic word can cancel your stage. All the prophetic words are coming, they are true. But they can't cancel your stage. That's why people are changing prophet. I'm telling you, people are changing prophet. Please, stay where God has placed you. Stay. No prophet is greater. No prophet can change your stage. No prophet has the power to change your stage. Look at Joseph. After having a beautiful dream, for the next 13 years, everything that happened was negative. But in Psalm 105, verse 19, the Bible says that, and the word of God tested him. Let's just read Psalm 105. Gladys, please read it for me. From any version. Okay, let me read from Psalm 105. Psalm 105. Psalm 105. Even if your father is a pastor, you go through a stage, you, nobody can help you. Psalm 105 from verse 19. Until the time his prediction came true, as the word of the Lord refined him. The word of God did what? Refined him. Let me read King James. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. 20. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. 22. To bind his princes at his pleasure.
Princes.
And teach his senators wisdom. 23. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased, verse 24, he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. 25, he turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with it. You see, these were the things that Joseph went through. After he was restored, he became hot. The king sent, after the word has finished trying him, after he has passed the stages, what did God do? He gave the king a dream. And he gave him the interpretation. Within a twinkle of an eye, the man had become the prime minister. Let me take 10 minutes of your time. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I set the word of God.
I set the word of God.
Into this situation.
Into this situation.
That I am going through.
That I am going through.
I set the word of God.
I set the word
you
of
this
God.
Situation.
You this situation.
Receive the word of God.
Receive the
receive
word of
the
God.
Word of God.
Receive,
receive
the word of God.
Receive the receive word, word of God.
Receive the word of God. I set the word of God.
I set the word of God.
I set the word of God.
I set the word of God. The Bible says.
The Bible says.
In Isaiah. Chapter 3, verse 10.
Verse 10.
The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. Tell the righteous,
it is well.
I declare right now,
yes, Lord,
to this situation, it is well. It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well. This situation in my
this
life.
This situation in my
I
life.
I say. You hold my testimony.
Yes, you hold
this
my testimony.
Challenge. This trial.
This trial.
This difficulty.
Difficulty.
You hold my testimony.
My testimony.
You hold my testimony.
You hold my testimony.
You hold my testimony. You hold my testimony. You are my testimony.
You are my testimony.
You are my testimony. You are my testimony.
You are my testimony.
You are my testimony.
You are my testimony.
You are my testimony.
You are my testimony.
You are my testimony.
You are my testimony.
You are my testimony. You.
Yes, Lord.
Inside this challenge,
is
my testimony.
Is my testimony.
Inside this difficulty, is my testimony.
Inside this challenge,
inside this suffering,
inside this condition,
inside this difficulty,
is my testimony.
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 It's my testimony.
It's
my testimony. It's
my testimony.
It's my testimony.
It's
my testimony.
It's my testimony.
Isaiah 3:10. Isaiah 3:10. Inside this.
Yes, Lord.
It's my testimony.
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 Declare,
declare.
Inside this difficulty.
Inside this difficulty.
Inside this negative experience.
Inside this difficult experience.
It's my testimony.
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 Yes, in the name of Jesus.
It's my testimony.
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 It's my glorious future.
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 Inside
this testimony. Inside this challenge. Inside this difficulty. It's my testimony. It's my testimony. It's my testimony.
It's
my testimony. Inside this situation. This difficult situation. This situation I am seeing as It's my testimony.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, thank God I'm recording this prayer. We have 4 minutes more. I'm taking 10 minutes of your time, please. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they won't sweep over you. When you walk through fire, you won't be scorched. And the flame won't set you ablaze. Hmm. Say, Lord,
Lord,
this is your word.
This is your word.
I said this word.
I said this word.
inside this challenge.
Inside this challenge.
Said this word.
Against this challenge.
Against this difficulty.
Against this condition.
Against this suffering.
Against this problem.
I said this word.
Isaiah 43.
Verse 2.
I said this word.
Against the challenge.
That I am going through.
Against the challenge.
In my life.
In my marriage.
In my business.
I declare.
This challenge.
With my finances.
This challenge.
I am not alone.
God is with me.
God is with me.
And therefore,
this challenge can never swallow me.
It can never swallow me.
It can never destroy me.
It can never overcome me.
It can never disgrace me.
It can never disgrace me.
It can never destroy me.
Yes, Lord.
It can never destroy me.
This challenge can never destroy me.
Can never disgrace me.
You can never destroy me. God is with me. You can never overcome me.
You can never destroy me.
You can never bring disgrace.
You can never end in disgrace.
You can never end in disgrace.
You can never end in shame.
You can never end in disappointment.
You can never end negatively.
In disappointment. You can never end negatively. You carry my testimony. My testimony is inside the situation because God is with me.
I am feeling the prayer.
I am feeling the prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for leading us to pray this way.
You can never end in disgrace. I will give that testimony.
Inside this warrior, inside this battle, inside this miracle, it's my victory, it's my glory.
I am standing for God.
I am not giving up. Let's begin to thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's begin to thank the Lord.
We thank you, Father.
Let's begin to thank the Lord.
Oh, Lord, we are Father, grateful we thank for
you.
Today.
Father, we bless
yes,
you.
Lord.
Father, we honor you.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We exalt you.
Father,
we uplift you.
Father,
we say you are God. Father, we say you are King.
Thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for how you have led us. Yes, Lord.
Father, you are worthy. Father, you are worthy. Father, you are worthy. Shakalaba arama shakata.
Yes,
we are
worthy,
oh Lord. We thank you for taking
yes,
us through.
Lord.
Father, we celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, this is how we should pray. Say the word against the situation. Say the word. Pray like this into your situation. Pray like this into your challenge. You will see what will happen. Go and read Isaiah 40, 1 Samuel 17. Read 1 Samuel 17, 45 to 47. 1 Samuel 17, 45 to 47. 1 Samuel 17, 45 to 47. What David said to Goliath, you come against me with spear, with sword, with javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. In the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied, today I will kill you. That's exactly what we have done. We are setting the word. Pray like this to every situation. You, this situation, you are a stepping stone. You, this situation, you are drawing me closer to God. You, this situation, you are my testimony. Look, immediately you do that. Look, if I tell you how heaven is clapping, heaven, there is a clapping in heaven right now.
Amen.
Heaven will begin to clap. Because you have passed. Uh-huh. And you know, when you do this to situation, and you are actually doing it, not because pastor says you should do it, you agree with your faith. You agree. And then you are actually doing it passionately. Look, demons will just check out. The devil will just tell his demon, Charlie, we are wasting time. We are wasting time. We are wasting time. What we want to do, we can't achieve it. Look, your boss will just start, stop misbehaving. Your husband will stop misbehaving. Your wife will stop misbehaving. Your child will stop misbehaving. The spirit in the situation will just check out. Do this. And you give me a testimony. Do this. And you give me a testimony. And whilst you are doing that, you command God, send your ministry angels to minister to me. Send your ministry angels to minister to me. Send your ministry angels to minister to me. I declare to you that you are blessed.
Amen.
I usher you into your testimony.
Amen.
And I declare shalom, shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.